We're delighted that some of the people in the South Jersey, Ocean City, Upper Township area have joined us this afternoon listening to the broadcast. This, by the way, Upper Township is a sending district to Ocean City High School. And just 2 years ago, the Ocean City Youth Athletic Association joined Little League Baseball. They were not a part of the Little League up until 2 years ago. They won the district title last year as well as this year. And this is actually the first year Upper Township joined Little League Baseball. They had played Ripken Baseball prior to that. My thanks to Tom Williams from Prime Events for the little background there on this team from South Jersey that has played very well this week and is trying to fight their way into that one-game showdown tomorrow night for the whole enchilada. So Joe Gallagher will come to the mound what will likely be his last inning. Question is, how far will he go in this inning? He's at 71 pitches. 85 is the max, although if you start an at-bat under 85, you can finish that at-bat. So
how about Ocean? Quick note on Ocean City's Brian Fury and his parents and grandparents playing today in the championship game, or, you know, what could be the championship game. His brother, CJ, tonight at 5 o'clock will play in South Hackensack for the Upper Township 9-10 team and will play for the New Jersey State title.
All right, so that's one of those, like, family has to decide who's going where.
Well, no, it's 5 o'clock. They can get there tonight. They can do both. I'm sure they'll do both.
Hey, let me tell you what. Heading on the parkway, going to Hackensack on a Sunday?
Hey, they'll be there. they'll challenge that traffic. I know I would.
All right, let's see who's leading off for Tom's River.
I believe they're in the middle of the order, right? Billy?
Actually, no, they're down low.
Down low?
I think this might be could this be Bill Fleury?
I think it is. Billy, I hear the crowd. Again.
Now, remember,
players must hit.
Yep.
And must play defense. Looks like a 20-something, Kev. Well,
yeah.
You know what? We got our binoculars here that we were very kindly given.
See, now there were substitutions, which might have also changed the batting order, because I have it at being in the number 8 spot. Oh, it is Fleury. You're right.
Yep.
And I
think it's number 23.
Yep, that's correct.
That's right.
Big home run earlier this week here. His ball hit. Base hit. Third baseman just under his glove, and Fleury starts the top of the fourth with a clean single.
Number 42, Colin.
Fleury, of course, had the big game-winning home run in the district championship.
Now
this was a huge home run.
This will bring up Colin Baker, number 42, and I believe it'll be the number 9 spot with Fleury on first. Takes a called strike.
Man, that plate is wide. I'm not complaining about umpires, but that plate seems to be pretty wide.
Now, Let him go up and hit.
Let him go. I agree. And they are, both teams.
Here's a ball hit to the shortstop. There's the second for first. For the first out, over to first. Double play. And
now
no
he pulled
chance.
Him off
pulled
the
him
base.
Off the bag.
It was a nice stop by the big first baseman.
Yeah. I like the shortstop for Ocean City.
Brady,
I think he's done a nice job there.
Number 2, Vinny Rose.
All right, so now we go to the top of the lineup.
Greenling was that first baseman who made a nice stop on a bad throw by Brady as he tried to push it, tried to force it a little bit as good speed going down to first base. So top of the lineup now, Rose.
So Baker is on first. Rose, who's singled.
All right, you know what you want to do now is you want to stay away from the double play and get Giordano
I agree.
Up. And he is a big force on deck.
That one gets away. Baker should go down a second.
Okay.
A little closer. Nice job by the catcher there.
Yes. Not a whole lot of room, as we mentioned, behind the backstop.
Nope.
He got that off the, as we look at it, the right side of the cage and bounced right back up to him, and Baker had to turn the gears on.
Here's a fly ball hit to center field. He's got to hustle to center field. It drops in. Baker will head to third. They've got a chance to get him at second.
No,
he just saved. Nice base running by Vinny Rose. The ball dropped right in front of the center fielder.
That was Bowman.
And
what Bowman did was he overthrew the cutoff.
Yep.
He threw it all the way to home plate. And as that happened, Vinny Rose, with very heads-up base running, took second base. Catcher tried to gun him down, but he got in on a nice slide underneath the tag. So that'll put Giordano up with runners on second and third.
And 80 pitches for Gallagher. Boy, do you got to be careful here.
Well, you almost want to put them on, and Kevin, they are.
Boy.
This is Barry Bonds move right here.
How is this of a sign of respect? They're going to walk Giordano intentionally with runners on second, third. They're going to load the bases. Better be careful here because the first couple of throws have been high to the catcher.
Well, this doesn't really probably happen too often.
This and is also going to allow him to only face one more batter, Ed. He's going to be at 84 after this.
And I like the rule that you have to throw the pitches, Kev. Remember,
I do too.
It wasn't too long ago when
automatic.
You just say, okay, go to first base.
Yeah, I agree. So on four pitches, Giordano walks. That will load him up for Connor Sino, the left-handed hitting catcher.
Not sure, Kev. No,
maybe not.
Number six.
Yep,
yeah.
It is.
Connor.
Yeah.
Sino.
But okay. You know what? He almost stepped in the other batter's box, and I was saying, wait.
Now, well,
he's been quiet, right?
This is it for Gallagher. He's been quiet so far today.
Yeah, today, Sino, right? Strikeout
and a pop-up.
Right. Yeah, he's
bases loaded. 7-4. The tying runs are on base here in the top of the 14th. Top of the fourth. Not the 14th yet. I'll be a long way off. First pitch outside, ball one, high and outside. This will be the last batter Gallagher will face.
And
he has just hit the limit.
Of course, when you load the bases, the walk comes into play.
Good pitch there. I think Sino was taken all the way. The count is even at 1-1.
Yeah, you're in danger now of, anything happens, a run scores.
One out here in the top of the fourth. The bases loaded with guys from Maple Tree Road.
The ultimate respect for Mr. Giordano.
Wow. Let's see if it pays off. Swinging strike two. Boy, he had a little mustard on that one.
Yeah,
he knows this is nothing to save it for now. This is the last batter he's going to see in his tournament.
Yeah, he's using the fastball. And, of course, the pitching rules are in effect to save the arms of these young kids.
Ooh, that one just low.
Took something off it, a little
sure
off
did.
Speed, but a little
two.
Bit low and outside.
Well, I think it's a fastball right here. It's his best pitch.
You do not want to go 3-2.
And he strikes him out. Sino strikes out. That will be it for Gallagher.
The inning, remember if he's...
No, it's not the inning, it's the batter. That should be it. That's the pitch
count. He's got to, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They will now have to replace Gallagher. And I would not be surprised if it's the shortstop.
Yeah, nobody was warming up. Now, there is a rule that will allow you to continue, right, in the last inning. Yeah, he went over it with us.
No, that's a rule that's being proposed.
Oh, proposed.
If the other night on Friday night, the reason Ocean City lost the game was their starting pitcher, who had shut out Tom Ziver, hit 87 pitches during the inning.
Right.
They pulled him. The reliever gave up the 2-2-run
right,
homer.
Exactly, yes. Now, the home plate umpires called in the third base umpire to go over something.
Well, 27, so it is going to be Brian Fury,
the
player you were talking about. The player you were talking about with the brothers playing in the other game. Brian Fury, the catcher, will now become Brian Fury, the pitcher. Big out there by Gallagher. Boy, was that huge.
Now Gallagher, by the way, goes to third base, Kevin, now.
So it's all on now the bat of Nick DeRose, who, as we've told you, has hit a couple of home runs in this tournament. He's 0 for 2 today. Bases loaded, two outs. Tom Ziver with a base hit here could really make things interesting. With a home run, could actually take the lead. But DeRose is going up there thinking base hit.
Yeah, he just wants to put the ball in play here. You know, what more do you want? You've got your number four hitter up with the bases loaded.
Against the pitcher who's just come in the game.
Exactly.
All right, let me ask you this. Let's play. You're an old baseball coach, former head baseball coach at Toms River High School East. Do you get aggressive and do you go up swinging first strike, or do you take a pitch?
No, I'm going to be aggressive, figuring that the pitcher with the bases loaded does not want to fall behind me. I'm going up looking for a fastball and swinging for my heels.
Well, that is Nick DeRose. I think you said his favorite player is Derek Jeter. I believe you said that.
Yes, and by the way, Fury's, pitched the finals of the Section 4 championship. He got the last three outs, so he's used to being under a little pressure.
Right. Nice-sized young man Fury is. Number 27 on the mound of ace number 13, Nick DeRose. First pitch in the dirt, ball one.
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't Jeter. It was Tulowitzki.
Oh, Tulowitzki.
It was DeRose.
Okay.
His favorite team was the Yankees, however.
The 0-1 pitch.
No.
Just low and outside. 2-0. 2-0 pitch.
Now you're taking, Kev.
Yeah, now you got to make him throw
taking.
A strike.
Now he's got to throw a strike.
Pressure on the pitcher now. The 2-0 pitch. In the dirt, 3-0, and it's all advantage for Nick DeRose here.
And now I think you might be taking two pitches here.
3-0 pitch. Bases loaded.
Yep.
Gets the call just at the knees, 3-1.
Still in his favor. DeRose still, the count still in his favor at 3-1. He could sit on any pitch he wants.
Fury of the pitch. That's a fly ball. That's deep. It's going to be close. That should be playable. Ooh. And it's caught for the third out of the inning.
Who forgot the out situation. And everybody's
Everyone
confused
forgot.
Now.
They don't even know. The left fielder's still going back to left. That was John Lloyd, the left fielder in left center. When he first hit it, it looked like right center.
Right center.
When he first hit it, it looked like it might be, but well short of the fence. And Griff Fury credit there. He gets out of a huge dram. 3-0 behind. He gets the out, and it's 7-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the State Little League Finals on the Shore Sports Network. And today's game brought to you in part by Jersey Shore Arena, located at 1215 Wyckoff Road in Wall Township. Check out the Saturday night special, where for $20 you get 3 hours of unlimited public skating, laser tag, turf games, and soda. Visit JerseyShoreArena.com.
They throw in the soda.
They throw in the soda. Boy, that was a huge out recorded by Ocean City. Well, at this point in time, it was a huge out.
It was the biggest out of the game for sure.
But I mean,
so far,
give Fury a tremendous amount of credit. Down 3-0 in the count, he throws back-to-back strikes, right? Or,
well, the 3-1 pitch was questionable, but because it looked a little high and wide to us out here. But you know, anything close to Rose is trying to get a base hit. Can't really ask him to take another pitch there and go to 3-2. But, yeah, you're right. Good job by Fury to come in and face his first batter and fight from behind at 3-0.
So we go to the top of the lineup for the shortstop, Gavin Brady. 1-for-2 today.
DeRose still on the mound for Toms River. Throws a nice curveball to jump ahead.
And another one. 0-2.
Another nice curveball.
The move by Greg Brady, the manager for Ocean City, pays off as he walks Giordano.
Well, you say the move, but he was basically forced into the move, right? But he brought in the right guy, let's put it that way, because he was over the pitch limit, so he had to make a change.
Strike three.
Yep.
Swinging strike, so Brady goes down.
Would have been interesting to see or to ask him after the game if he would have made that move if he wasn't over the pitch count.
No, I mean, knowing he had to come out after that batter.
Well, no. If he was like at 82 or something.
It wouldn't have mattered. You can face the batter. You can finish the at-bat.
Yeah.
So the pitch count was irrelevant with that batter. In other words, he could have stayed up Giordano no matter how many pitches it went.
Oh, I thought he went to 89 before the Giordano.
No, he was at 80 when Giordano came up.
Okay.
Or 80, pardon me, 80 or 80. He was at 80.
80?
So the four pitchers made it, but it wouldn't have mattered. Okay. He could have gone that at bat anyway.
I got you.
He just took the bat away from him.
Yep, okay.
DeRose looking sharp here in the fourth inning.
My other question is, do the four intentional walk count as
pitches?
Yes, they do. They do. That's a check swing.
They're going to say he swung, and that's going to be another strikeout. So DeRose, really, that's four straight strikeouts for Nick DeRose.
And he looks like he's really going to the curveball now, off-speed pitches. Now, he's got to be careful here with two outs. This kid is a home run hitter.
Yeah, he's already hit one today. That's the was the pitcher, Joe Gallagher.
Yeah, you want to be careful here with Gallagher.
Who could help his own cause.
Looks like a hitter, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. First pitch is low for a ball. That one's low, but it's right at the knees, so they say. Count even at 1-1.
So they say.
We're in the bottom of the fourth. 7-4, Ocean City leads Tom Zerver. Tom Zerver will get two more at-bats. Foul ball, okay, ground ball foul.
Now you're up 1-2 on the count. I guarantee you we're going to see a little curveball here, a little off-speed curveball, low and away. Let's see if we could get Gallagher fishing for one. No need to give him a fastball here.
There's a base hit up the middle in center field.
Yeah, that was a curveball, but he got too much of the plate with it.
Now batting, number 25, Eric Greenland.
That'll bring up the first baseman, another power hitter for this Ocean team.
I would
Ocean
say
City
so.
Ocean City team, Eric Greenling, who has got a base hit and a strikeout in his two plate appearances. It's another one, as Ed said, you got to be careful here.
Yep. Two grand slams in one game, so you know he's got the power. Another off-speed curveball for a
2-0.
Ball.
DeRose behind here in the count. He's thrown 40 pitches in relief. And pitch number 41 is a base hit to right field, hard hit ball.
Nice job by Bill Fleury. Fleury, who cut that off on a nice backhand stop to hold the runner Gallagher at second base.
So back-to-back, two-out base hits by Gallagher and Greenling, the G&G connection, and that'll bring up Brian Fury, now the pitcher.
Another low, excuse me, Kev, I was just going to say another low inside curveball to the lefty swinging batter.
Fury with a base hit and then was hit by a pitch.
This game could be setting up for Fleury. Big out on the mound, and now with a chance to drive in some runs.
Swings at a high pitch and fouls it off right by home plate. Count is even at 1-1. One pitch by DeRose. Outside, that'll get away from the catcher. Oh. That'll allow the runners to advance.
That's a big
second and third. That's a could be a potential big play.
Yes, it is.
Ball got away from Sino. It was low and inside.
Of course, that takes away the force out at any base.
Sure does. Count is 2-1.
Nice.
Swinging to where they took something off that one.
Yeah. He's thrown a lot of off-speed curveballs this inning.
Fury way behind, and DeRose is a strike away from getting out of this inning with no further damage. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to.
Oh,
what a catch by the in left field by the
Avalon.
Little left fielder.
Avalon.
Yep. I mean, Tyler Avalon caught that one not only against the fence, but it was a snow cone. You could see the ball in the glove. And
the ball kept drifting and drifting.
When he first hit it, I thought it was a routine fly ball. So Avalon with the big catch against the fence, and they get out of that inning with no other damage.
Yeah, both pitchers in that
fourth inning.
Escape with no runs on the board.
So we have played 4, Ocean City Upper Township 7, Tom Zerver 4, and we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. We'll keep it here.